Hello, everyone. Welcome to Northern Gardening Tips. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff with the Northern News Network. Catalogs promise they'll send plants you order at the appropriate time of year to plant, but that doesn't always work, and they may arrive before time to plant. Or you simply don't have the time to plant them properly when they arrive. What's the best way to hold them for planting time? I'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
The 2024 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel wagering May 4th and 5th on Derby days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with moms free to the races and more races added May 17th through the 19th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online at buckinghorsesale.com.
Well, it's perfectly fine to plant dormant, bare root trees and shrubs before the last frost of the season. You should never set live plants in the garden until the weather moderates. Sometimes catalog-purchased live plants arrive when it's either not yet time to plant or else inconvenient for you. Giving them a temporary growing location is the way to go. Let's talk about something professional landscapers call healing in. I'll use live strawberry plants for my example. When your live strawberry plants arrive, remove them from the shipping container and inspect them. Carefully clip any broken or diseased plant material. Soak the roots of your plants in a bucket of water to help rehydrate them and get them off to a good start. Fill a flat or wide-mouthed tub with garden soil or commercially bagged potting soil. Make a shallow trench in the soil. Working quickly, gently tease apart individual plantlets. You can do this in the bucket of water in which they've been soaking. Try not to break the roots if possible. Lay the plants with just the roots in the trench and cover them with soil. Leave the tops of the plants where they lay. Don't try to plant them upright. Water well and place in a protected spot until your garden is frost-free. When it's time to place your strawberry plants in the garden, don't forget to acclimate them gradually to the great outdoors. Harden them off. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff. Please join me next time for more Northern Gardening Tips on the Northern News Network.